here for a reason, or a season, or a lifetime.
Okay, welcome back to Hilda Scrutium. What you just heard there is our station manager's relative, his sister's child, saying that people are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, which is a theme that we're going on with today. So we just wanted to open up with that. So again, welcome back, CITR 101.9 FM.
And hello, everybody. I hope you guys loved that little sound clip that we did. We're so excited to be back in the studio with you guys. Because we haven't been live in a while, but it's so awesome to be here, and we would like to start by acknowledging our physical place. So you're all listening from different parts of the earth, different bits of land or sea, and we are in so-called Vancouver. Speaking to you from the unceded and stolen lands and territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We'd like to start by honoring the land that we're on. We're grateful guests on the unceded and stolen territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We appreciate its stewards and its inhabitants each time we walk in the trees or smell the ocean salt. And we would like to remind you all today to be grateful and thoughtful as you walk among the earth wherever you are.
All right. Welcome back to Hail Discordia. I'm Zoe.
I'm Izzy.
So today we're live for you guys. We haven't been live for a minute, so we're really grateful to be here enjoying the sun in this beautiful, delicious CITR campus and community radio and just enjoying the art. How are you doing today, Izzy?
Well, it is exam season. All of you who are UBC students or affiliated, or really any uni students listening to this, will know that it's exam season. And that can be a bit of a trying time, but it can also be a splendid time. And yeah. I think that we've really been enjoying the sun and any free time that we've been having.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice to be in it all together. Like, everyone is kind of in that exam moment, stress, but also looking forward to what's going to come after, which is summer, and the sun is finally coming out. It's a really weird, almost tumultuous time, but yeah. There's a community for it, so it's nice.
Definitely tumultuous, but spring is full of promise, and that is a great thing. And we're really excited to be here with this live episode for you guys, because it's been a little minute, and we've been organizing our lives through a hectic springtime, but we're kind of back, and that is just a beautiful thing. And so welcome back to Vancouver, to CITR 101.9 FM, and to our show Hail Discordia. We have, as usual, a thought question for you guys to start off our episode, which you are used to by now if you have been a listener. So we want to get into our theme a little bit with you, talk about the thought question for today, and then we have a treat for you, which is a pre-recorded interview. Zoe and I got to see an artist from our hometown last week. Really her hometown, but kind of our hometown. And we had a really awesome conversation with the artist Small Crush in her tour van before the show. And that was awesome. So stay tuned for that a bit later in the episode. But for now.
For now, thought question. And our thought question for this week is, how do you let your soul speak? And to expand on that, I feel like there's a difference between expressing your thoughts and expressing your soul. Your thoughts can be organized and catered to a third party for sake of resonance, understanding, etc. You might let your thoughts speak at work, with acquaintances, in class, but your soul is something that you really have to tap into. And when it's expressed, it's from almost a flow of consciousness. You might not even know what it has to say until you release it. The other week, Izzy and I's friend Nico expressed to me how poetry is something that comes from the soul. And Izzy and I have been talking a lot about how art can be a form of making the infinite, of channeling the love we have that can seem to transcend a moral life. So what do you think about how we humans with permanence deal with permanence in this short life of ours, Izzy?
So this might seem like a lot for you guys because it's kind of a loaded thought question, but there are some really important concepts that we've been going over, Zoe and I, in our just discussion and prep for this episode. And thinking about how your soul speaks, thinking about what kind of energy we have that we can direct that's something more than like a short or temporary lifetime or experience. And I have a philosophical component to this to round out what we mean by bringing in permanence. So I'm currently taking a class at UBC in which we learned about early Indian Buddhism. And in the early Indian Buddhist tradition, there are four noble truths that they live by. And the first of those is that there is suffering. And the suffering that they talk about is due to impermanence, because we are mortal. We don't live forever. We don't experience things that last forever. Impermanence and a craving for permanence. So Buddhists say that in mortal lives, we look for attachments that transcend via romantic love, via literature, via art. So we try to ascribe like these immortal essences to this life, but we can't because we're mortal, and that's where the suffering comes from. But when I learned this from Phil378 at UBC, by the way, highly recommend, I thought that art must be a very primary manifestation of that kind of suffering. Because art and the propensity to create art, the wish to immortalize passion in art, it's such an innate thing to us as creators. Art can really come from the soul. And this is going to be touched on in a really cool way by the artist, Small Crush, that you guys are going to hear our interview with pretty soon. But it's interesting to think about ways to cope with a life that we can't choose and that we know is limited. And when we make art, we get to study it forever, and that can feel like a pretty amazing thing. Art really does seem to break time in that way, because it changes and it becomes something for everyone. So that's kind of our food for thought for you guys. Think about what kind of infinites you try to create, what you're drawn to create, and how your soul speaks. The kind of people you can talk from soul to soul with. And these are just some kind of lovely sentiments. But we have some ads for you now, and then we'll be right back after the short break to hear our interview with Small Crush.
This is Kristen Carter. My debut contemporary pop album, Full Bloom, is now yours to discover. Full Bloom is a living garden of 12 songs that celebrates the beauty and the seasonal nature of life. You can find Full Bloom wherever you listen to music. Visit thekristencarter.com or follow at Kristen Carter Music for more. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters. I just wanna feel alive.
Take a moment, do some more than just survive. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Gotta have house! Music!
Gotta have
Hi, this is DJ Wa, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo.
This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body thing.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hail Discordia, and that fun and fancy little tune you heard just now was from Small Crush off of their new album, Penelope. The song is called This Time Around. Definitely recommend checking it out. We were actually able to interview Small Crush a week or two ago. They had a show over at Green Auto Zone. Funny how we got this interview, but how the circle and how the ties tie. Small Crush, the band, or at least, I mean, I believe the entire band, but at least the lead singer, Logan, is from my hometown, San Leandro.
Shout out San Leandro, California.
Shout out the bro. So it was really, really cool to be able to chat with Logan, especially because I had listened to so much of their music just in high school, and they were always just like, honestly, just the coolest people to me. So to get to actually meet them in person, and like, they're also just really nice and really chill, like a little 15-year-old me was healed that night. It was really fun.
Oh, absolutely. Like in their tour van, just hanging out. Mm-hmm. It was very healing for our teenage selves. And it was a really adorable California moment where we all united.
It really was. In this interview, you'll hear us chat about coffee shops in the Bay Area. You'll hear us talk about a little bit about school. You'll hear us just kind of have a little blast from the past. We did this interview in their tour van, so you can kind of hear the band that was playing before them in the background, but it adds a little bit of ambiance. This was honestly such a fun interview to do, and I'm really excited to share it with you guys today. So, with that being said, our interview with Small Crush.
And then, actually, do you want to do the questions on yours then?
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Do you want me to hold
them? So.
Thank you, yeah, actually, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, thank you so much for meeting with us.
No, I was like, I met someone tonight, and they're from Marin. And they said that they had, like, gone to your shows and stuff, like, when they were in high school. And we were talking about, like,
crazy.
Yeah, like being in high school and like totally like loving your music and literally just like, I don't know, I was like a freshman like on the quad with my little turkey sandwich like listening to your music.
Thank you.
So I'm so excited to see you guys like perform live.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. It's good.
I think the Bay Area world always finds itself.
It does.
Yeah. And that is so awesome. So you grew up in the Bay Area.
I did. I grew up in San Leandro. Ever since I was little, born in Berkeley, and
I was also born in Berkeley.
Same.
It's so crazy how you meet people from Berkeley and you just like immediately know that everyone's from the same hospital.
Yeah. Right.
We're all born out of the same place. That's actually crazy.
It's cool.
And so did you always kind of have musical inspirations growing up?
Yeah, my dad played music in bands a lot when I was like in like growing up, like when I was being conceived and stuff, so I'd always like when I was growing up he'd play guitar and I kind of just followed in his footsteps.
Awesome.
Nice. Yeah. That's cool.
It's good to have like an inspiration role
totally
in your life.
And he was always like super supportive and just helped me push through it.
Wow.
I always kept doing it.
Was it hard?
No, I mean like it's hard to like, you know, gain the confidence to become a musician or like, you know, start writing songs, but I feel like seeing someone like close to me be able to do it and, you know, live it really made me want to do it more.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you start with the intention of doing like a band format or did you start solo at first? Like, how did that come about?
I kind of started just basically like on ukulele, you know, covering like, you know, all the just indie hits at the time, 2012, 2013,
like
you know.
Yeah,
Riptide.
Riptide was there.
You know, some, like, Soul Sister Train, like, Lumineers, I was into all that, so that's kind of where I started, but then I was like, oh, I can, like, learn ukulele, or, like, learn guitar, like, from ukulele, and, like, kind of build more, so I was like, okay, like, yeah, I started experimenting a little bit more, and I'd always kind of played piano. We had a piano in our living room and stuff, so.
Nice.
Yeah, very musical household.
Did you ever go to, like, a musically oriented school, or did you find support for music in your academics?
I, like, started playing saxophone when I was, like, in fifth grade, and then I went all the way up to high school senior year playing saxophone in, like, jazz band and stuff. So, yeah, like, I kind of went to, like, my first, like, high school that I didn't end up going to for all 4 years, but, like, I played saxophone in that jazz band, and, like, I went there for music because they had a really good program and stuff, so I was, like, I wanted to do it really bad.
Yeah. Gotta commit.
Yeah. And then I, like, switched high schools. I kept doing it still, so.
Nice. Can I have... The San Leandro web is, like, kind of crazy like that.
It's very small.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have musical inspirations growing up, and then you have school time. So how did Small Crush kind of come together? When did that come into the picture?
Yeah, I started, like, writing my own songs, kind of, and just kind of, like, experimenting with, like, writing my own music. And then I joined a band when I went over to San Leandro High, like, sophomore year. Like, they were already kind of an established band, and I was like, oh, I want to be a part of it, and they needed a singer.
Perfect.
So I was like, awesome, let's do it. And then I didn't really end up like following through with it because it was like too pop punky for me. Mm-hmm. But Jackson also like got recruited for that band, who's my guitarist now. So I like went kind of took him aside and was like, dude, like, let's go like do like some stuff that makes us happy or whatever. So then we kind of like went on from that band and made our own band.
Nice. What did it look like getting all of the other members of the band from you and Jackson?
We were like, we can't really have any of the members from like that other band, so we were like, let's like ask our friends, see like who we could find. And there was like this other guy who like lived right around the corner from Jackson, who kind of knew how to play drums. We were like, okay, let's like, you're hired. And then like we just kind of like posted, or I think we found this guy Hank, and yeah, just like through high school connections and stuff, and that's how we kind of started. But then the lineup changed over the years, and we've kind of expanded, changed a few times.
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah.
Natural growth.
Yeah, but me and Jackson has always been like kind of holding it down, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
It's good to have a strong foundation like that, like a partnership can work.
Totally.
And did you always know that you wanted to, like, play music in a band versus kind of solo work?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
If that was ever a thought of a distinction?
I wanted to play in a band because I knew that it was way cooler than just playing it by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just playing music, like, it's not as fun when you're just doing it by yourself. So having, like, a support, like, group around you, like, it really makes it, like, fun and, like, kind of evolves, like, the music and the whole experience in general. So I was like, I definitely want like a whole band kind of thing.
Yeah,
you see people now, like if you see like just someone playing guitar, it's like it's awesome, but like you're just like, where's the rest of the band?
How does the like writing process change as people come in and out?
It actually stays the same. I kind of just do it on my own, and then I kind of come to them with my ideas, and then we kind of like build off of that. But most of the time, it's just like me by myself, like in my room, letting out the feels. So yeah.
Nice. Do you start with lyrics or like guitar?
Probably more like guitar, and then I kind of like write lyrics over it, or like what I'm feeling. Sometimes I'll just like, sounds a little cringy, but like it'll just like come out and be like, oh my god, like,
oh,
sorry.
No, you're good.
It's like it'll like come out, just like even things I don't even like know I'm feeling, like they'll just like be like, whoa, like I didn't even know I was like feeling like this, and like the words will kind of come to like the chord progression.
Wow,
that's so cool. It's a very like holistic approach, is the word that comes to mind.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me like sit down and like be like, I'm gonna write a song about this, and it's gonna feel like this, it's gonna be like this, like I feel like it's just more like therapeutic for me most of the time.
Did you write before you started playing music, or did you start to write as you played music?
I feel like I was always kind of like a writer, like in middle school and stuff. I always liked poetry and stuff, and that was like a big thing for me, but I didn't really know I could like, that's where I would end up with it in the end. So I was always like a big fan of like words and language and stuff.
Cool.
Yeah.
Me too. Great, thanks.
It's awesome.
So how did like the album come to be? Did you go into it with the like, oh, I want to make an album, or was it a Mind of Its Own collection of songs?
I'd say it's like just a collection of things I've been working on. I feel like kind of the past two albums we released like have just been like collections of like, I don't know, just things I've just been wanting to like get out there into the world, and like songs I've either written when I was like little or now, like kind of just like combined. So I think the next one will finally be the first one that's like kind of not taken from the past songs and stuff like that, but I feel like it is really special that, I don't know, both of them have songs that I've written like when I was like younger, or like
yeah
or we've worked them over and over again to like kind of just turn them into something different.
That's cool. It's like a time capsule of like a specific time in a way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like a broader reflection. Is there any one like theme or message in the album that really came together from those different works, do you think?
I would say just like childhood and like becoming yourself and like, I guess, figuring out like who you are and like accepting that it's okay to like feel those things and not like, you know, like other people feel them too, and it's, you're not alone.
Do you get nostalgic for California?
I do. I mean, I'm there most of the time, so I'm never like, oh, like I miss it, because I'm usually like, I'm usually there most of the time of the year, but I do get nostalgic when I'm gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we are in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been here before?
I have, with Peach Kelly Pop in 2018 or 19?
Okay.
Cool.
19 maybe? 2019, I'd say.
Okay.
For the books, yeah.
And has that experience seemed very different from this one so far?
That's a long time ago.
This is Vancouver. Yeah, it's a long time ago.
I think we played at the... It was like... some kind of DIY
Redgate?
Yeah, it was
Redgate. I've seen your I've seen Small Crush in a Redgate bathroom.
Oh my god. That's, I probably did that. That's
actually how I heard about you. I have a photo of it in my like camera roll from 2 years ago.
Yeah, I definitely did that there when I was there many years ago, cuz I was running around with my marker pen. So yeah.
When Zoe mentioned, I was like, "Yes, I know Small Crush. It's in And I've, like, I've looked it up. God. I looked it up. I'm like, so that's such a cute name.
Like, it looked like you had a That's So Raven flashback. You were like, where is that from?
No, literally, that's what it was.
Advertising is working.
Yes.
Yeah, remember that. It's effective.
Anarchy. It's good. Advertising.
It works.
That's dope.
Yeah.
How has it been being... How long have you been in Vancouver, like, on this day?
Since, like... 2 o'clock today, maybe.
Oh, okay, wow. Nice.
You just drove in.
Yep, and then we're probably gonna drive out like right after this.
Oh wow! Wow.
Back to Seattle because we have to show there tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Wow. It's very fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Mm-hmm. No, not far, but.
Have you had a nice day here?
Yeah, we went to the brewery down the street. There's like a cute little brewery spot. Got some beers, and then we went to like. This dim sum place.
Nice.
Like this like royal palace. I was like, we should go here, guys. And they were like, what? Why? I'm like, it's gonna be really good. And then we went and it was awesome. So. Yeah. And that's like one of my favorite foods. Like growing up in the Bay, like there's just so many good different kinds of food.
Yeah, I love dim sum.
You get to learn about so many different cool, like, I don't know. Like we're like, you walk in there and you're like, oh my god, like I feel hella out of place, but then you're like, dude, like this is the best. Like
it is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
I have my like little list of places to go like when I get back. Like Toss Noodle, Zocalo's, honestly.
Yeah, I used to work there.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. How like when about like
probably like 2017. Oh, like nice. I was probably just finishing up with high school. Just got out of high school, yeah.
Nice. It's like an iconic Saliendra cafe in my mind.
I agree.
Wow, that's so cool to bond over. It is. Okay.
I'm hyped.
No, yeah.
We have some general questions to wrap up.
Yeah.
No problem. So, one of them is, do you feel like artists, people who create art, have to have some kind of intention or purpose for like the space that they take up with art, or do you think art can just be something that flows naturally? And do you feel like you have kind of that sort of intention, even if that's a vague, like, this is why I'm doing this kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like anyone can make art and anyone can like put their song, like we're in a time now where you could record something on your phone and you could release it, you know, and it could change people's point of view. It could like really like tap into someone's heart, and like it's really cool that like, we have that now. Like, you can literally just send a message out to, like, you know, your 100 followers, 200, whatever, like, how many followers you have. But, like, those people might listen and, like, might feel really inspired by it. So anyone can make art, and I don't think you have to have any kind of intentions of being, like, financially successful off of it or anything. Like, it's just good to make, and it's good for, like, your soul.
Yeah.
Good for the soul. Do you have any advice for any listeners who might be upcoming artists or interested artists?
I mean, I just say play as many shows as you can. Like, just get out there. Like, get in touch with, like, who you think is going to enjoy your music. Like, just really, like, speak to those people, and, like, you'll find your community, and they'll support you.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, had another question, actually. A fun one. If there was an apocalypse, but you had a bunker, what 5 albums would you bring with you into the bunker?
Shit.
Yeah.
It's, like, worse than the Letterboxd 4.
Okay. Yeah, honestly.
We were talking about this on the bus here, and I was like, I don't want to answer that, actually.
Yeah, I needed a good album to do it.
Blue by Joni Mitchell.
Ooh,
I would bring,
good.
Stereo Labs. They're, I don't really know what... Oh, Dots and Loops. That's what it's called. I'd bring that one. I would bring... I knew those two. I bring those for sure. Damn. I wish I had my Spotify. I would just check. I would maybe bring Best Friends Forever. Their Ham Pocket album, I think it's called. I would bring... this is the hardest question I've had.
It is hard, and it's hard to think of it on the spot.
I would bring Carpenters, I don't know what album it is, but it just has, like, a red, I bring that album.
Nice.
It has a red cover.
Yeah, that's a
red cover.
Totally.
It's their main out. It's, yeah, it has all the big one. On it. And then, I'd bring, maybe, like, Liz Phair, her... not Exile of Guyville, but the other one. Whip Smart. I bring Whip Smart. Yeah.
Nice.
Nice, you answered it. Nice. Okay. Yeah. That was a really collected answer, I think.
Yeah,
and
no, that was kind of perfect.
Honestly, I would, yeah.
You stand,
like,
by it?
Yeah. No additions or...
Good.
Or
nice.
Just,
good.
Distractions. That's good, yeah.
Amazing.
Cool. Well, I think that wraps up all of my questions. Do you have any more, Swizz?
Awesome. Same for me.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well,
thank you so much for your time.
Of course. Yeah. No, thanks. It always feels good at answering questions and just remembering why I do it and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking to other people who love music, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so happy to share, and we're so happy for CITR 101.9 FM to hear.
Hell yeah. CITR 101.9.
Campus and Community Radio. It's people... It's campus people and community people who love radio and music and art.
And a magazine.
It's truth.
And a magazine.
And a magazine.
Best collab ever.
Thanks, y'all.
Hey, everybody. This is Hail Discordia on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Zoe.
My name is Izzy.
And what you just heard was an interview that we did with Small Crush. It was really a chat, and it felt like a chat, and it was really so fun and exciting and amazing to do, and it was, like, so very casual, and, like, we even continued to chat after the interview, like, up until the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun, and I really enjoyed hearing Logan's philosophy on making music and how it doesn't always have to have an intention of creating a full project behind it. You can just put yourself, like we said before, let your soul speak, and it will naturally come together into a work. Even if you're like, oh, I didn't even mean for it to come into a work, this is just a collection of songs I made within this time period, and it's almost like a time capsule. I feel like just with the way that life is and how there are these, I don't know, almost not organized flows of energy, but just a flow of energy, it still makes a beautiful, beautiful piece of work. So I, again, highly, highly recommend listening to their albums because you get that sense that it's a part of somebody's life that they're sharing. It's truly beautiful.
Yeah, it was so awesome to be able to hear that from Logan, to hear them talk about it, and also to hear the music afterwards. And you guys have heard now a couple of Small Crush songs too. So hopefully if you weren't listening to Small Crush before, now you get why we were so excited to be in their tour van.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is just the coolest music.
And also that song that we just played was called Right Through off of their self-titled album. One of my favorite songs, has been for a minute, probably will be for a long time.
That's how it is. And yeah, it was amazing to hear Logan talk about the music making process and also touch on the other side of it, which is that even though art can be this just energetic soul process, even when intention is maybe loose or when art is just flowing, there's another side of it, which is where it's received. And no matter really what the artist puts in, art can speak and then, you know, touch people all over and have effects on people, and that other side of it is kind of just as exciting.
Yeah. How was, because I know for me, leading up to the interview, I mean, it had been something that had been in the works for, this is probably like 2 or 3-ish months or something. Her mom was my soccer coach when I was a tiny little baby toddler, apparently. And somehow my dad caught, I think her mom probably told my mom that she was going to be in Vancouver. My mom told my dad told me. Me and Logan talked, and then like there was a lot of things in the air to make it happen. But how was it for you? Because I kind of just said, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow night? You want to do an interview?" Yeah.
Which is hilarious, and I'm so glad that this became like a Hail Discordia content, but it was like so much work for you, Zoe. And then that Wednesday or Thursday, you were like, you got plans Friday night? I was like, no, girl, what's up? You said, okay, 9 p.m. Green Auto, be there.
I love a hard launch with these kinds of things. I love Cozy Corner was a hard, well, yeah, Cozy Corner was a hard launch even in some ways.
Yeah.
If for anyone who doesn't know, or hasn't read this issue of Discorder, I helped organize, or I did organize Cozy Corner, which was an NPR Tiny Desk-like event where we brought in Black musicians into the station to do, like, a show. They got coverage by the magazine, financial compensation, of course. And then their performances were broadcasted onto CITR, and we have some videos that are coming out in early May for that. But even that was a like, hey guys, this is
that. Mm-hmm. That was hugely exciting. It's been a hugely exciting spring season, and it is April 18th today. So the April-May Discorder issue is out, and if you open that beautiful magazine to like the third page, that's where you get the Cozy Corner content. Mm-hmm. So not only did the event happen, but then there are those spreads in this current issue, and we have more to touch on about Discorder coming up, because this issue is just full of content, which is really fantastic. But yeah, the whole Small Crush interview was a little bit last minute, at least from my perspective, but that did not make it any less special. And it was an absolutely thrilling time. And I've never had such an intimate interview, I don't think. Which is maybe a strange way to put it, but it was just really, I mean, you guys heard, and Zoe and I were laughing that whole time as the interview was playing, because it's really just a chat. Like, we are just going off the top of our heads, like, it's so great to be at a show. Do you like to sing?
You're in Vancouver. How's that? But I mean, of course we prepared questions. But at some point it does feel just like with the energy to go with the conversation.
In like the best way.
Exactly. And it was perfect. It was, I really, really, really loved this interview. And I'm excited for the next time that they're in Vancouver. Hopefully we could do another.
Logan was great. And a pre-show interview was so fun. Because you get all the hype around the interview, and then it's like, whoa, concert.
Yeah, and then they're, like, on a stage, and I'm like, whoa, trippy.
So that was pretty awesome. We were joined by a third little helper for that interview, too. Our friend Molly Nichols. Shout out, Molly Nichols. They were maybe going to come giggle with us about it, but right now I think they're climbing a tree. So if you're a student and you pass the null, look for Molly in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Very whimsical.
Very whimsical creature. So, can't forget everybody. We are so lucky to have this platform, which, as we've just kind of mentioned, is work with Discorder Magazine. So let's see what some recent Discorder contributors have to say about our thought question. We've introduced our thought question for you guys. Zoe and I have gone over a little bit about how that theme speaks to us. We've heard what Logan from Small Crush has to say about the formation of art, the propensity to make art, and art's existence for other people. And we also have thoughts about this from our beautiful issue. So, we just chatted with you guys about Cozy Corner. That was, like, the best thing ever. And our third performer was named Faye. Faye did such a fantastic job. And here is a sentiment from Faye. She says, I feel like we use 5% of what we can really do. So any way that I can help, I love to be a voice to other people. Like, yo, you can really do this. I think a lot of people either don't try or don't believe it because they don't feel prepared. But it wouldn't be coming to you or for you if you weren't prepared. God really puts you in places you're prepared for. End quote. That's from page 3 of Discorder. So that kind of speaks to the way for all of us, creation and outlet and passion are just waiting inside. It seems that we really can transcend something with art. We can access energy that speaks to people beyond the limits of lifetimes, and sometimes it's not even energy that you knew was there or that you knew was there in the way that is really going to matter to you. But I think that's just something that's in us, within us. People have different opinions on that. But Zoe and I have really just been thinking about what that kind of means for people and what that specialness can be.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely loved Faye's set and everything that she had to say is something that, you know, has really stuck with me. All of the performers were incredible, but just on the topic of this episode, I think it's really worth giving a read. Another writer for Discorder, Stephanie Van Wijk, I'm not 100% sure if I'm saying their last name correctly, which I apologize for, it's W-I-D-J-K, interviewed Anne, aka Goats and Lasers, and Anna said that, quote, I feel like I've just drummed and beatboxed and hummed as long as I remember, really. I learned how to, like, do rhythms and polyrhythms before I even knew what those were called, just because I would just listen to other people, end quote. That's on page 9 of Discorder. That really goes to show that art really does seem to come from an energy unconnected to the mind, rationality, or physically. In some way, it's just spirit. And rhythm can come to us before anything else, almost like remembering. It's a lovely note to close this episode on.
It is a lovely note, because it also kind of suggests that there's more for us to discover about ourselves than we might always think. And I think it's also lovely to think about how much we interact now with the art and the creation of people who are no longer with us, and whether any kind of immortality or permanence in that sense matters to people. I mean, some people want to be remembered, some people maybe don't, but to be able to share creation for an unforeseeable future, like, you never know how much things are going to matter.
Yeah.
But they do, and that maybe is enough in itself.
Yeah. And I think that's so beautiful. I've been really thinking about art that I resonate with and why I might resonate with it. And I think it all really ties back to that sentiment that Nico had shared, was that art and poetry, it's something that comes from the soul. It comes from the heart. It's not something you can, I mean, obviously some thought goes into it, but really, like, it's not something that you can lie about. It's just something that has to come from a place of genuineness. And I think that's why it's so deep when you connect with it. And that's why when it comes out of you, even if we don't know what the technical terms for it is, you know, it will continue to flow. So on that note, as you go into the world, lovers, dreamers, makers, sharers, cherish the infinite energy that you get to pour into the earth and its wonders. And again, don't forget,
people are here for a reason, or a season, or a lifetime.
Thank you, Jasper. And Jasper's niece.
Thank you so much, Jasper's niece. I'm beaming. Like, it's so sweet.
Shout out. Shout out to a little girl who makes us smile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us. We are Hail Discordia. This is Izzy.
This is Zoe.
And we're signing off. Enjoy the sun, guys.